4. The Maasai Fundamentalist and My Debut as a Social Worker. Sure, it was great getting to hang out with a bunch of baboons, but the rest of the novel world I had flung myself into that first year was pretty interesting as well. And at the top of the list of amazing things for me to assimilate was having Maasai as my neighbors. Most of Kenya never was a National Geographic special, and much of what still is fast disappearing. Of the 40 or so distinct tribes in the country, perhaps 30 of them are made up of agriculturalists, most of them ethnically Bantu. Farmers eking out a living on the terraced slopes of their overpopulated mountains, with one or two members of each extended family in the cash economy, trying to get the money for a first bicycle, watch, or pair of jeans, or to replace the traditional grass thatch roof with tin. These people are abundantly aware that there is an outside world, and occasionally get enough of a glimmer of what that might mean so as to fervently want a piece of it for themselves and their kids. But in the far corners of the country are the handful of tribes who are not trying to change, who have not yet become embarrassed by who they are. On the coast, by the Indian Ocean, are the Swahili Muslim tribes whose antiquity and culture and self-assurance put anything in the West to shame. Pushed into the remaining tracts of thick rainforests are the last hunter-gatherers, ethnically related to the Pygmies and Bushmen in other parts of Africa. Silent, diminutive, graceful people whose ancient lifestyle predates the invention of agriculture, predates the dominating influx of the Bantu tribes. And in the parts of the country often regarded as open, howling wastelands are the nomadic pastoralists. Wanderers, contemptuous of hunting, contemptuous of farming, those in the north living off the blood and milk of camels and goats, and in the more benign southern grasslands of my baboons, off of the blood and milk of their cows. It is a pattern repeated throughout Africa, the Watutsi of Rwanda, the Dinkas of Sudan, and, as the most likely to...